that certain of me?
Huh?
Are you that certain of me?
Well, it says male dancer, it's your guy.
Well, I don't know if I want to go into the dancing career.
That's what girls always do when they can't find a thing. Do it there, I think it comes to me.
You have very interesting comments about women.
Not always. Okay. I don't generalize.
Do you resent that in any way?
No, I just sit down.
Really?
Certainly.
Like that. And when you have sexual intercourse with the women, you look down upon them? I'm sure you said majority of women. What's your horoscope, my entire ass?
Everybody knows my
horoscope. I don't know it.
I wear it on my sleeve.
I don't know it. If I did, I wouldn't be asking, now would you?
The goat.
The who?
The goat.
The goat?
Capricorn.
The Capricorn. Now, read you your... horoscope. And sometimes the past of mind at work, there could be some matters that you should be made aware of that no one's talking about. Capricorn usually likes to stay in her own betray. I think your horoscope is very funny. She really doesn't like a whole lot of people around her all the time, but sometimes she brings nuggets of information that could turn into gold if she puts all the pieces together at a later date. You're quite psychic. You're quite psychic this month. Listen to your feelings. Travel is particularly fortunate, and you could receive long overdue recognition for a gift, a bonus, and appreciation.
I'm going on a time next
week, so I'll report that. Really? Well, this is for August. I think you should wait for August.
I'm going on a time in August.
Oh, well, that's good. How old are you?
23.
Are you, like, ugly?
Ugly?
Yes, are you not attractive?
I try to make myself as ugly as possible.
Why is that? No self-esteem, I guess.
No. Because I don't like people to judge me by the way I look.
So in other words, you like people judging at the book's cover.
So if they can get past me, looking as ugly as I possibly can.
You may change.
Then I know that I can help
them. Oh, well, that's a very interesting tendency. I wonder if it works. Well, has it? Have you had any good friends lately?
I guess so.
Really? Look how I stepped their names off.
Nobody.
I guess not. Do you use Webzima on your face?
No.
Do you use OxyContin on your face?
No.
Well, I think you should start using Webzima. I think it's very good for you.
I use Aveeno soap.
Is that good? Well, Nadima is very good for your face. You use it once in the morning, once a night.
Okay.
You see, what it does is that, it puts this covering over your face that the oils you secrete kind of just doesn't allow your face to secrete these oils. So your face does not become greasy, and it gives you very healthy looking complexion.
That's pretty good.
So when's your son getting home? What's her name, Melina?
He's Melina.
What's your son's name? The one that's getting the sex change.
I have no idea.
Look out there. Curious.
What do you want? What do you want?
What's your name?
Why?
Sharon. Oh, yes. Of your friend's name.
Yeah.
Who?
Who?
You know, your friend. The weed girl. I caught you. Hold on. Hello? Marilyn. Yes, Marilyn. So, how's your friend Marilyn?
I don't have a friend now.
I thought you did. Well,
that's just my other half.
Oh, that's your other half, Marilyn. Oh, so you're Marilyn. Oh, I didn't think I was talking to the right person. Gosh, we have a bigger problem than I thought we had before. You look down upon women, yet you want to become one yourself.
I don't want to be a woman.
Well, it's hot of you. Not that you are that way. I'm pretty sure you'll make it that way.
I'm half of everything.
You're half everything?
I'm Jesus and the devil all the same.
I don't think you are being truthful to yourself by saying that. You know what I think?
No.
I think that you are very confused young man.
I probably am.
I think that you do not know what you want in life. I think you need some guidance.
I think I'm going to go on the Sally Jesse Raphael show.
Really? I just don't
That's
understand. I just don't understand why you'd want to be half of something when you could be a whole of one.
I'm all of it.
It's not all of it. It can't be all of it. It is one thing.
I'm all of everything.
You're part of individual things. It's not a whole of one. I think you should be a whole of one. I think you should be a whole of yourself.
If I hold myself too much, it turns blue.
I think Marilyn needs to go. Marilyn is dead anyhow.
Marilyn, no?
Yeah. I think it's time for you to murder your Marilyn.
In what way is that?
And become Brian. Is that your name?
Mm-hmm.
I think you should murder your Marilyn and become Brian. I don't have Marilyn, that's not healthy. Don't you think?
Oh, I don't know.
Did you enjoy being Marilyn?
I enjoy being myself.
But that's not you.
Yeah, that's me.
I wouldn't agree with you, and I think you'll find that out later on in the future. Tell me about your childhood life. Tell me about your childhood life. What was it like? Were you raped by your father?
No.
By your mother?
No.
Guess a mother can't rape a child. Tell me something good, something interesting, something bad that happened to you when you were a child.
Bad. I used to go to a private Christian school.
A lot of bad things happened to it.
And, well, when they had silent prayer, I used to steal money out of this person.
Have you always disliked girls so much?
Hmm?
Have you always disliked girls so much?
No, I didn't dislike them then. I just knew that that's where I was going to take my money from.
Well, I guess I asked you the wrong question. I was trying to ask if, have you always suspected girls that much?
Well, I start off with a general disrespect, but as I get to know them, they earn their respect if they're, they're respectful. And if they're not, then they don't respect.
It always works all the way around. You always give respect for a person, and then they usually end up losing that respect.
I said the other way.
But then you'll never go to a level around where you can respect someone, because they always lose the respect anyhow. Ooh, Gloria Estefan. That Latin music to the main epicness. Ryan Cruz. Have you seen Melrose Place?
No.
It's a very interesting episode. I think you should watch it. A friend of mine is supposed to be calling me sometime right now. I don't know if she will.
Who's that?
Hmm?
Is that our friend Sarah?
Sarah? No, Sharon.
Sharon? You sure?
Sharon is the friend that's supposed to be calling me at the right about now. Tell me a sexual fantasy of yours.
I've
already done. Well, I'm pretty sure you covet everything you see, I'm sure. And you fantasize about those things that you covet that you can't have. You never live out your fantasies, they're always wrong. What thrill would you get out of that?
It's sort of a cosmic coitus. See, the orgasm is a death and a beginning, and if you it's the combination of taking someone's life at the same time might be interesting.
I think I like you.
Why is that?
Hold on. Hi, Brian.
Hello.
So, that was my friend named Sharon. I was wondering, what is it that you do on the weekends?
I never have anything particular that I do every weekend.
What's your usual thing?
I usually sleep very late. I stay out very late.
Are you very pale?
Yeah. I don't go out during the day. Unless I have to. Regretfully.
When was the last time you had a sexual experience?
Very recently, but as far as incriminating myself, I don't care to comment on that.
What do you mean by incriminating yourself?
Well, I really have no idea who you are or who you know, so I don't care to incriminate myself.
Oh, but I do not know, I cannot possibly know somebody you know.
Well, you must know somebody I know, or else you wouldn't call me.
But I don't. You have to believe me, because I'm telling the truth.
Well, you know someone.
I don't, I swear.
You didn't take my number out of Craigslist stuff.
No, but I found your number.
No.
Oh, see, but I did.
No.
Don't believe me, I found your number on a piece of paper and it said, Melina. Marilyn, sorry.
You can't even remember.
It said Marilyn. And I never knew your name was Brian until you told me.
Well, no, I don't care to incriminate myself. At least this.
Well, you don't have to tell me which person you had last sex with, but you can tell me when.
No, because if you know somebody, then...
But I don't, I swear.
No, it wasn't them, and then they'll know.
But I don't know who you are. I don't even live in your area. I know you turn as long distance.
It doesn't matter, though. People keep track of me.
I definitely don't keep track of you. This is the first time I've talked to you.
Well, I don't want to incriminate myself, so... I can't have all that information. Very recently, though.
Hold on. Could you hold that 1 second? Hello?
Mm-hmm.
That was my agent.
Okay.
Who?
Okay.
You don't believe me.
I don't care to disbelieve you or believe you. I'll just take your word for it.
Okay, very well. So how was the experience like? You don't have to tell me where another person.
It was fine and dandy.
Really, it wasn't spectacular and great?
No, it's okay.
Was the first time spectacular and great? Can you remember that?
First time?
Yes.
No, it was pretty lame.
Oh, what a pity. Well, I hope I don't experience the same adventure. I wonder if it was lame because of you or because of the next person.
It was probably... combination of all of that.
I don't think you're ready for it. You wasn't?
No, I wasn't anymore. I was only 16.
So when do you think you're ready for it?
Ready for what?
For your first experience.
I already had my first experience when I was 16. Or are you talking about with a guy?
Well, you already messed that one up.
No, I don't have, I never had a first experience with a guy.
Well, do you think it'll be as lame as the first experience you had with a woman?
I have no idea.
I don't think you should mess it up. I think you should wait and do it with the right person.
Well, I can't say that I would do it for sure, so I don't know.
I think you would.
You don't know me.
But I do. You said so much of yourself already. Or are you telling me about the person that you want me to see, not yourself exactly?
No, I'm telling you about myself.
Well, then how can you say I don't know you? I do know you to an extent. Now do I?
To an extent, but you don't know.
I bet you nothing about you that not all common people in your life know. Probably, maybe.
What? I didn't hear you say.
I said I probably know some things about you that common people in your life probably don't know.
From what I just told you?
Since we've been talking, yes.
Some people, you know. I tell anybody anything they want to know. I don't know nothing about it.
Are you that sure of yourself?
Yeah.
But then I do want to know one thing.
What's that?
When did you last have sex?
I told you that's a different story.
But then you're going back in your world.
To a certain extent, but I just,
you don't want to include it, yourself, but you
know.
There's
certain people whose feelings I don't want to get hurt.
But that's not going to happen. I don't see how. There's nobody else. But just me and you talking, and definitely won't hurt me because I don't know you. Well, I don't know you as well as I should.
I don't know that. I don't know you enough to trust you with that information.
I agree, but how can you not trust me if you don't take your first step?
Because you called me and represented yourself under false pretenses.
False pretenses. I beg to differ. How's that? I'm not. I'm
probably Sarah, but that's my first guess.
Who's this girl named Sarah? Would you like to talk about her?
No.
Why not? Well, you seem to like want to. You keep on bringing her up.
No, I just thought maybe that's who you were friends with.
I'm but sure you want to speak. Please tell me about this girl named Sarah.
I don't know anything about her, so I can't tell you.
She must play some role in your life if you assume that I know her.
Just other than the fact that she called me yesterday, that would be the only
reason. What did you guys talk about?
My pants that she made for me.
Pants? She made pants for you. This must be a really lucky person. She made pants for the famous Maryland. She should be honored. Are you going to wear them on your show?
If I ever get them.
So, what's your relationship with this Stacy, Sarah? Sarah?
Mm-hmm.
What's your relationship with this Sarah girl?
Friends.
I'm not quite sure whether to make the connection in between the fact that I'm talking to you and Sarah. I really don't find it.
What?
I'm trying to find the connection between this conversation and Sarah. She made puns for you. I've never brought up puns in this conversation.
No.
Obviously, that's the most important.
Me trusting my psychic assumptions.
Psychic assumptions. Oh, you mean your subconscious mind is telling you that I'm friends with Sarah? Is that it?
No, she would just be the most likely candidate to be friends with someone who would call me up out of the clear blue sky.
I'm sure more people call you up out of the clear blue sky. You're...
No, they don't. Cause...
They don't? Am I the first one? I find that to be
because I've had my number changed four or five times because I don't like to be bothered.
Well, I find that to be odd. You're such an interesting person, but I really didn't think I would bother you. And
no, you're not bothering me, but I don't like to be bothered normally, so I don't like to give out my phone number. And most people I know wouldn't give out my phone number.
Well, most people just in general wouldn't.
I suspect Sarah as the person.
Sarah, you suspect? I'm curious to know why. There must be something that clicks in your brain that says Sarah did it. And I'm motivated to find out.
Because Sarah and her friends that she hangs out with often discuss the same topics that you have brought up on this afternoon's episode.
Sex?
No, trying to convince me that I'm confused about my sexuality.
Oh, I'm not trying to assume that at all.
Well, that's what she and her friends often
But I'm not trying to do that. I'm just trying to understand you.
She also is the only person I know who refers to me as being a drag queen.
Well, I refer to you as being a drag queen because if you're a man and you dress up as man, well, I suppose you do.
Well, I don't dress up as man.
I try to picture you as man and like Marilyn Monroe.
No, I don't dress up as a woman.
Well, I didn't know that. I just assumed you did because Marilyn is a woman's name. Yeah, you said that was your second half.
But my name that I go by is Marilyn Manson.
Marilyn Manson.
And that's equally half parts Charles Manson and half parts Marilyn Manson.
Why?
Why?
Now this is getting interesting. You're giving me new information I didn't know about.
That's just the way it is.
But it can't be. There has to be some reason for it. Are those the two biggest role models in your life?
No, not necessarily, but artistically speaking, they were two major characters that stood out in my memory of my childhood, and for different reasons, and I think the unison of the two creates the perfect balance of good and evil, and male and female, and glamour and gore, and that's what I'd like to stand for as a entertainer.
And what is it that you do entertain?
Hmm?
What is it that you entertain?
A bunch of prepubescent girls.
Where?
Rock and roll venues across the state of Florida.
Do you dress up like a woman when you do this?
No, I told you I don't dress up like a woman.
Oh, what? That's...
banned if you didn't know, if you didn't, weren't provided with that much information.
I wasn't provided with any information, except for the fact that a piece of paper had a number and it said Marilyn.
I'm a singer in a rock and roll band, if you want to call it rock and roll, more like punk rock.
Maybe postmodern?
Yeah, that type of thing. But I just kind of laugh at all those terms because when you get down to it, it's all the same thing that it's always been. That's just rock and roll. But I'm not really into like rock and roll music, so to speak. But.
Interesting. Do you have a lot of success?
Yeah.
Well, first I want to ask you this. Would you like me to call you Marilyn Manson or Bond?
That's up.
I don't know, just whatever you feel most comfortable with.
I never tell people what to call me. They call me what they feel comfortable with. Yeah, about 14 or 15 songs on tape, but we have about 23 or 24 songs.
Original?
Mm-hmm.
Original music?
Yeah.
Do you care if I listen to it?
No, that's fine.
Well, go ahead, play some.
Oh, you want me to play it on the phone? It's kind of hard to hear over the phone.
Oh, well, I'm so curious to listen to what you guys have for your material.
Oh, let's see here. I'll play you a nice little number you might like called Cake and Sodomy.
That's delicious.
Did you know that in Excess Magazine, are you familiar with that publication?
Yes, I collect all magazines.
Excess Magazine, a few weeks ago, said that Marilyn Manson makes anal sex look like a birthday party. And I thought that that was a lovely comment.
Were they talking about you?
I assume, yeah.
That's funny.
Here. Have you ever seen John Waters' films?
No, never.
No?
Mm-mm.
Never mind then. Here, listen. Can you hear this?
Yes, I can.
Did you hear that?
Like it.
That's a sample. Thank you. White trash, get down on your knees, time for cake and salad, in case you were wondering, the chorus.
White trash. Okay. So, I was wondering, why did... What magazine was it? Time magazine?
Time?
Oh, I forgot.
Wait, Time magazine.
What was the name of it?
What I just talked about, Excess magazine.
Excess magazine. I was wondering why they said...
They were talking about this song, Cake and Sodomy. I think that they associated cake with birthday parties and the sodomy with anal sex. That's where the comment came from.
Interesting. Could you hold on 1 second? One of my friends.
Wasn't Sarah.
This girl named Sarah, I'm curious, I want to meet her. But I wonder what's your fear with her.
Huh?
I wonder what's your fear with her.
My fear?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I have any fear with her. Maybe just, one of those things.
Hold on. Well, what's your definition of one of those things?
Just a man got so many things to do in a day, and if he can't do something with a girl named Sarah, then he just can't do it.
Is it exactly that you want to do with, well, that you got to do with the girl in there?
Shopping, I suppose.
You have no time for shopping. Everybody has time for shopping.
Oh, I don't have any money. I guess money would be part of it.
Well, you could always go window shopping. I don't think that's very productive. Try it. Me and you share one thing in common so far.
What's that? You have a lunchbox?
A lunchbox? No, you have a lunch pocket.
I do.
You do?
I collect lunchboxes. I carry one around. You don't know that either.
No.
Yeah, I carry a lunchbox. A different one for every occasion.
I like it. That's cool. Maybe I should start collecting. No, but I like, I just have an appreciation for music. I don't assume. I have this feeling that you do.
Uh-huh. What's your favorite band of all time? Of, you know, the classic.
I don't.
Great bands.
I don't have one.
Mine's the Beatles.
Well, I'm so sick of hearing those songs remade.
Yeah.
But, I don't think, I think they contributed a lot to music that I like. I really like, I don't know if you know her, she's Scottish. Her name's Anya.
Anya, yeah.
I love all her music. I don't know, I like music like that. I like, Everton. Hold on 1 second. I have to go downstairs, I have to open the door for my brother. Hold on 1 second. four brains.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the solitaire. I've written about 3 songs, but they're really, I don't know what to call them, they're kind of classical, but they're really long, and my favorite instrument is the piano.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose yours is the guitar.
Well, I don't play any instruments.
Well, I see you're the singer.
I know how to write stuff on a piano, but I don't really play.
I think that's like my favorite instrument.
Julie Cruz, you like that? Her, have you ever heard her?
Mm-hmm. Ministry, stuff like that, do you?
No, not anymore. I used to like that stuff when I first
I think it's pretty neat. I don't know if it's neat enough to the point where I like it.
I liked it before when it first came out, but I think now that it was kind of,
played out.
It's sort of like what happened to, like, punk rock music when it first came out. It's sort of when it got to a point where there was nothing else you could do with it, so it's time to, like, do something where you try and incorporate elements of it into another style of music.
Right.
I try and incorporate elements of that type of stuff into our music, but I wouldn't play, you know, that kind of music by strictly. Hold on a second.
Hollywood better than mine.
Hollywood, Florida?
Mm-hmm.
No, not at all. I dislike the entire state of Florida. Most of its inhabitants. Other than the fact that the people who live here have helped my career as far as coming to our shows and appreciating our music, I really have a general dislike for the entire state. I'd much rather be somewhere else.
was asked.
I really haven't decided yet, because I haven't checked out all the places there is. I know I don't want to live in New York.
Oh, well, I mean, like, why is it that you have a general hate?
Oh, why?
Mm-hmm.
It's too hot here. And, I don't know. I think people down here too
don't appreciate the heat too much. I mean, I like it. I don't like it that cold, but it's gotten to the point here that if it's cold one day, I wish it was like that for the rest of my life. It's
yeah.
So hot down here. I guess I'm kind of used to it. I go to the beach all the time. But I guess every place has got its positives and negatives.
Yeah. I'd just be happier if I was in a place that wasn't quite so hot all the time. I think that would reduce most of the problems.
I've been to Colorado. It's beautiful up there.
I think I could deal with the heat if it was in California.
But California's just the same. It's not even worse.
Well, it's not humid out there, though.
What?
It's not humid out there. Plus, I could be hanging out with the movie stars where I belong. That's why I want to hang out with those people.
You can't hang out with Marilyn Monroe.
Who?
Marilyn Monroe.
Nah, she's dead.
What radio station you listen to?
I don't listen to radio too much, but I guess I listen to
103
She. 103 She, yeah, that's right.
We have... I can't find it. We have a great radio station down here in Miami. It's called 90.5 The Voice.
VUM?
Yes.
Yeah, they play our music on there.
Love it. Love that station.
They play our music a lot on there. You might have heard us and you don't even know.
See, but Miami's not all that bad.
No, I like a lot of things about Miami, but
generally,
plenty of stuff that I don't like about it too. I think if I was just away, I would be much happier. I just need to get away. I'm sick of all the people I know.
Sometimes feel that way too.
I'm sick of people calling me all the time that I don't want to talk to and asking me when I'm getting a record deal and. Generally bother me.
Yeah, sometimes we all need to spend some time by ourselves. I don't know, I sometimes feel that way too, and in a way, gets kind of like annoyed. And you know, too many people, and you should know lots of people, because when you make music.
Yeah, I don't mind knowing a lot of people.
Attracts crowds.
I just don't like to. Just like my horoscope said, I don't really like the people.
Well, I don't want to sound too into horoscopes or anything, but generally, Capricorns, it's really hard for them to establish friendship. And, I took a class in the CC, that's a common stating this. And they really don't give out friendship very easily. And that thing about them is that they're stubborn sometimes. And sometimes they believe that their opinions could be true. I don't know.
Yeah, that's possible. That sounds about right. Yeah. I have a big tattoo of a goat's head on my arm. Because I'm a Capricorn.
I horoscope sign is the only non-living thing in the horoscope.
Was that the Gemini?
That's living. That's two twins.
Oh. Wait, what's the scale?
Libra.
Libra.
Is that what it is? Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was thinking Gemini.
It's kind of odd. If you ask me, it's the only horoscope that's not organic. That's what you want to call it.
Yeah, I'm a little bit into horoscopes. Not too much.
I took a class in it. I think it's quite interesting. Only because once I had a book and decided to call all my friends and read them their horoscope. But it's a great general horoscope. It was like a great, like, it was just general. It wasn't like a daily thing. It was just a general description of person's attitude, and I'd call like all my friends and like, what's your horoscope? And they said it and I read it to them. They're like, yeah, I'm like that. And I decided to take a class in horoscope for many days, which I happened to pass as an A because I was so interested in it. But I don't know, like after that class I was just like, after it was over, I was like, well, that didn't accomplish very much. So I was just like, but it's very interesting because it teaches you like constellations and I don't know, many things, like according to the day that you're born and where the moon was in position, and to this day you could tell just by looking at the sky what kind of day it's going to be for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I met some nice girls in Tampa last time I was up there who are real into horoscopes, and they told me a lot of stuff about me and my son. It was very nice. It was all right in the morning. So there were two girls that I have respect for. Because they weren't, I didn't meet them under the pretense of sexual circumstance or whatever, you know, they weren't trying to pick me up or anything like that.
Yeah, right.
We just kind of became friends, although they were good-looking girls. But
I guess that helped.
I was more interested in being friends with them.
I guess I'll just play devil's advocate. I don't disagree with you by taking most girls like for granted. I mean, if you're involved in that kind of thing where it's music and rock and roll, you get a lot of.
Yeah, see, I don't like that though, because I've never been into the whole idea of people liking me for the band I'm in and that type of thing. That's why I generally dislike people, because those people, that's the only reason why they like me. So that's why I generally dislike people. But if someone doesn't even like my band, but they like me, then I'm more likely to, you know, if they've never seen me play, if they just meet me and they've never heard me or seen me play, then it's easier for me to be friends with them.
That sounds reasonable.
Because I know that they don't have any other reasons. Although, I don't always hate people for liking me because of my band, because I'm proud of what I do.
Huh.
And that's me, so. There's just a fine line.
You should always be happy with what you do. But I was just coming up with my own thinking of all this, and I think mostly, I don't want to be a jerk to say this, but maybe a lot of, I don't know, like, scummy people kind of like, you know, going, not to say that your music is scummy, it's just that that's just the crowd that is attracted at a lot of times. mean, even the popular band today, Guns N' Roses, I went to one of their concerts and I saw the most trashiest people.
Yeah.
So, I mean, not that Axl Rose is trash, he isn't. I think he has a beautiful girlfriend model. His wife is just extremely attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And I look up to her in a way because she's a model. And I do model for German 17 magazine, and I've gone Too Young and Modern sometimes. And that's basically what I do. But, I don't know, it's just, I guess, the crowd you attract that makes you want to take general people for granted, I guess.
Yeah.
I want to read something. I have to get a book. Could you hold on 1 second?
Okay.
Okay, Max. Are you there? Okay, let me see if I can find it now. Okay. Here it is. I'll just read you this. You just tell us you agree with it, so. Capricorn, the goat. Birth date, December 22nd, January 19th, Greek Earth. Sign, characteristics, ambitious, cautious, dignified, patient, persistent, and practical. It's the 10th sign of the zodiac. Its symbol is the goat. Astrologers believe that the planet Saturn rules Capricorn. To consider Saturn to have a stern influence, Capricorn is an earth sign. According to astrologers, people born under the sign of Capricorn from December 22nd to January the 19th take life seriously and do not have much of a sense of humor. They overcome hardship well and enjoy the challenge of difficult problems. Capricorns do not rush into friendship, but they remain loyal after confidence has been gained. Capricorns behave with dignity and do not like hurry. Their stubbornness often leads them to insist that their opinions are right. They can sometimes be too stern. So what do you think?
That's all correct, except for the humor part. I have a good sense of humor, but I do take things very seriously. But I can balance that by having a good sense of humor.
That's good. I go by this model, which may contradict that. If you take life seriously at all, you take it too seriously. I think that's a quote from Albert Einstein, isn't it? Maybe I don't agree with that consciously, but subconsciously it's always made some kind of sense to me.
I don't take life seriously, but when I'm doing something, I'm serious about it.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, you should. I mean, if you really enjoy what you do. Because if you want everything to go right.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm curious, have you always lived in Hollywood?
I don't live in Hollywood.
Oh, I'm sorry, where is it that you do live?
I live north. Past Boca.
Past Boca? Where exactly?
Like, west Boca.
But that's what it's called?
Called, called Boca, that's west.
So you live in Boca Raton?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that stands for?
The mouth of the rat.
How'd you know?
I know. But I call it Boca Rat. Boca Rat.
My mom happens to be Spanish. But that's Swiss, but I've never knew that till they told me. I think it's kind of funny.
I know some Spanish.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you know how to speak? What can you say?
I can say, mi mono en la casa. Which means the monkey's in the house.
Why?
I don't know.
Do you have a monkey?
No, I have a song called My Monkey.
Oh,
I learned how to say that. No reason.
What else do you know?